T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Aaron the Trash Guy.
Hey.
Best Friday free-for-all roaster in the game.
Wow,
in the game.
I'm hyped. Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah.
He's just waiting for you to stop applauding. He knows.
He's smart boy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Aaron?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All this week is Redemption Week as we bring back the 5 most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy and give Kennedy a chance at redemption. What was the score when you beat Kennedy, Aaron?
5-3.
Oh, smoke.
Wow.
All right, here we go. You know the rules. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. She's over in that Soundproof studio. Question number 1. Rumor has it that Tom Hardy will be the next James Bond. Daniel Craig will make his last appearance as 007 in No Time to Die, which is scheduled to come out in November. Which villain did Hardy play in the Dark Knight trilogy?
Bane.
Former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz is recovering from COVID-19. They are saying he should make a full recovery. How many World Series did David win while he was with the Red Sox? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Question number 3. Mariah Carey tweeted yesterday that Thanksgiving is canceled. Sounds like she just wants us to start playing a Christmas song even earlier.
No.
What is the name of Mariah's hugely popular Christmas song?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Miss Jackson by Outkast was Andre 3000's apology to Erykah Badu's mother for their breakup. And she loved it. Finish the lyric. Take a listen. Are you ready?
Let's go.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh,
for real.
Question
never
number 5.
All right.
Yep. Diplo hit up Instagram yesterday asking people to vote by posting a picture of his bare butt.
Love it.
Diplo, Russell Brand, and John Mayer have all been in a relationship with this pop star.
Diplo, who is it again?
Diplo, John Mayer, and Russell Brand.
Oh, Katy Perry?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Oh, boy!
Welcome back, Kennedy. Welcome back.
All right.
Aaron the Trash Guy is here for Redemption Week.
He
defeated
well.
You before, and the score was 5-3.
Yeah.
Aaron just got 5 out of 5. Nice job.
Bad man.
Here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It's going to add to the suspense.
That's what I hear.
Rumor has it Tom Hardy will be the next James Bond. Daniel Craig will make his last appearance as 007 in No Time to Die, which is scheduled to come out in November. Which villain did Hardy play in the Dark Knight trilogy?
Bane.
Question number 3. Yes, I know I'm skipping question number 2. There's a reason for that. Question number 3. Mariah Carey tweeted yesterday that Thanksgiving is canceled. Sounds like she just wants us to start playing a Christmas song even earlier. What is the name of Mariah's hugely popular Christmas jam?
Got my head with the question 2 skipping.
Really? I can go back to question 2 and I'll come back to it if you want.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Question number 4. Miss Jackson by Outkast was Andre 3000's apology to Erykah Badu's mother for the breakup. And she loved it. Kennedy, Take a listen. Finish the lyric, please.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. For real. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
I'll give you that one.
Deep breath, Kennedy.
Question number five. Diplo hit up Instagram yesterday asking people to vote by posting a picture of his bare backside. Diplo, Russell Brand, and John Mayer have all been in a relationship with which pop star?
Katy Perry.
Let's go back to question number two, Kennedy. Former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz is recovering from COVID-19. They're saying he should make a full recovery. How many World Series did David win while he was with the Red Sox? By the way, Aaron the Trash Guy got that answer correct.
And all the other ones.
And I'm just going to tell you, Kennedy, you got all four of the ones you answered correct. So this is it.
Two.
You say two. I say boo. He got three correct.
What's the one I'm missing?
He got three.
Yeah.
2004,
2007, 2013.
I miss seven every time.
This is our bleeping city.
I remember that. I was there for that one.
It's the 2007.
2007,
that I
nobody was really hyped because they didn't, you know what I mean? Yeah. 2004 was so hyped up.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron the Trash Guy gets it done.
Wow. Well done, buddy. Well done.
Yes, look at that. The champion of champions.
He collects trash and W's over Kennedy.
Kennedy, is there you would like to say to Aaron the Trash
Guy?
Yes,
my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Aaron.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Nick from Middleborough.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
Nick, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Wow, Nick has
good
phone. I like that.
Did you give him a ding because he has a good phone?
Yes. I like good phone. I like
that
good...
mean I get one right off the bat?
Yes. Give you half a point for a good phone.
Extra credit. There you go.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. She is now in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Drew Barrymore and Paris Hilton reflected on both being put into solitary confinement as teens. Who is older, Drew or Paris?
Oh, Drew.
Question number two. Tiffany Haddish said she spends so much time at her boyfriend's house because it's much bigger than hers. Tiffany is dating which famous rapper?
I don't even know who that is. How about...
Tiffany Haddish was in, like, what?
She's a comedian. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart founded her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Girls.
Yeah, I don't know.
Question number three. Michael Jordan is teaming up with Denny Hamlin to start a new NASCAR team. Bubba Wallace will be the driver. Speaking of race car driving, Will Ferrell starred in which movie where if you're not first, you're last?
Talladega Nights.
Question number four. Hoda Kotb opened up about the horrible time being mom-shamed where someone actually sent her a letter saying she was too old to have children. Hoda Kotb is the co-anchor on which morning NBC show?
What's her name?
Hoda Kotb.
Never heard of her name before. It's a morning show?
Yes, on TV, and it's on NBC.
Good morning, America. I don't know.
Question number five. BTS is the latest act to perform for NPR's Tiny Desk concert. They performed their new hit song, Dynamite, and two fan favorites. BTS has an extremely passionate fan base. What do they call themselves?
I definitely don't know this.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nick is at the job site right now laying some tile, Kennedy.
Wow.
What kind of tile are you laying?
I'm doing a shower enclosure today.
Oh, okay. Shower enclosure.
Fun.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Nick got 2.5. I gave him a half because his phone sounds good.
We don't do that.
That's arbitrary.
Here. Yep. Question number one, Drew Barrymore and Paris Hilton reflected on both being put into solitary confinement as teens. Who is older between the two ladies?
Drew Barrymore.
She's 45, Paris is 39. Tiffany Haddish said she spends most of her time at her boyfriend's house because it's much bigger than hers. Tiffany is dating which famous rapper?
Common.
Common is correct. Michael Jordan is teaming up with Denny Hamlin to start a new NASCAR team, and Bubba Wallace will drive for the team. Speaking of race car driving, Will Ferrell starred in which movie where if you're not first, you are last?
Talladega Nights, The Legend of Ricky Bobby.
Shake and bake, baby.
3-2. Question number 4. Hoda Kotb opened up about the horrible timing being mom-shamed, or the horrible time, excuse me, being mom-shamed, where somebody actually sent her a letter saying she was too old to have children.
God, people are the worst.
Hoda Kotb is the co-anchor on which morning show on NBC?
It's the Today Show.
4-2.5. Question number 5. BTS is the latest act to perform for NPR's Tiny Desk Concert. Kennedy, what do they call the very passionate fans of BTS? I know you are a member.
It's Army. Is it the BTS Army? Is it something else Army? Ugh.
I thought you were the president.
No, that's Annie.
Are you a historian?
Why did I just
Treasurer.
Lose?
Treasurer.
I don't think BTS Army. I don't think that's right.
That is right. BTS Army.
Nick, I'm a little disappointed you're not a BTS guy.
Come on, go listen to Dynamite.
Oh my God, I just got smoked is what happened.
That is a fact, Nick. Sorry you don't get the cash. We appreciate you playing. Kennedy gets the win 5-2.5. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Nick from Middleborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.